This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our study of Romans 8 by addressing the question, what does it teach us about God the Son? Verse 3 explains that God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. In trying to understand what in the likeness of sinful man means, I found a helpful explanation in the book Answering Islam by Norman Geisler and Abdul Salib. Since Christ is one person with two natures, whenever one question is asked about Him, it must be separated into two questions, one applying to each nature. For example, did He get tired? Answer, as God, no. As man, yes. Did Christ get hungry? In His divine nature, no. In His human nature, yes. Could Jesus sin? The answer is the same. As God, He could not have sinned. As man, He could have sinned, but He didn't. God cannot sin. For example, the Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. Yet Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That is to say, while He never sinned, He was really tempted, and therefore it was possible for Him to sin. Otherwise, His temptation would have been a charade. Jesus possessed the power of free choice, which means that whatever moral choice He made, He could have done otherwise. This means that when He chose not to sin, which was always, He could have sinned, but He did not, as man. End of quote. Taking on the likeness of sinful man, He was able to become our Savior and fully pay the penalty of our sin so that we could be forgiven and accepted by God.